This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Malachi 3. Test me in this, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. When a country grows prosperous, people tend to think their prosperity will last forever, and that it makes them superior. They lose their heads and spend lavishly on themselves. God said to his people in a situation like that, "Is it a time for you ourselves to be living in your paneled houses, while my house remains a ruin?" Self-centeredness leads to shortchanging God and others in many ways, including the use of our income. And mysteriously, the bubble can burst. The center of prosperity can shift from England to America to Japan to China. Wealth slips out of our hands. Good jobs dry up. Hard times come. We earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. Christians have often debated the question of tithes. Since Christ came and fulfilled the Old Testament law, must we still give 10% of our income to God? Some give a smaller percentage, since 5% of a large income is greater than 10% of a small income. But Jesus was more impressed by a poor woman's gift of all she had than by large gifts of wealthy people. God loves a cheerful giver and is able to bless you abundantly. Ultimately, all that we have belongs to Him. So what amount of giving restrains your selfishness and stimulates your faith?
The Today Devotional is made available by Reframe Media, in print, online, or as a daily email. Sign up at thisistoday.com.